So not knowing is doesn't mean you don't know anything. So not knowing is just like when I give you instruction on meditation, don't try to know, don't try to do anything. And that is the deep meaning. Why do I say don't try to know? What is it that you want to know? All knowing comes from memory, from the thought, that perceive, that thing, that brings about knowing. So, whereas sati is awareness before the knowing, or mindfulness before the knowing. So when you are just aware, before the aggregates of mind coming, perceiving, then that mind is just aware before the knowing. That's why there is nothing to know. There is awareness-based meditation. You are just aware. You don't hold on to anything. You don't try to do anything or know anything. Where the doing is by the thought. The knowing is by the aggregates of mind, which is also thought. So if you want to do that, then it becomes thought-based doing. Then you are creating more thought through what? Through knowing. You want to know whether you are doing it right or wrong. You want to know whether the instruction is this. So this one thing to know is where the mundane mind arises and create thought process and thinking that makes you heedless. Then don't do anything. Who is doing? Because conventionally, living being has this problem. When you ask them, how do you meditate? Or when they want to know how you can teach me to meditate. So what do they expect? They expect instruction. They expect somebody to teach them. Then they expect themselves doing the meditation. But if you do that, what happens? The thought become active. The thought become the meditator. The thought become the doer, following the instruction, chattering, creating more and more verbalization. So all this will lead to thought-based activity and thinking. And if you do that, you cannot be in the state of awareness, sati. You cannot be completely silent and aware. You cannot be with your true mind, your self nature, your awareness nature. That's where people go wrong. But this part is very difficult to understand unless you are really a good meditator, a cultivator who know how to develop this awareness-based meditation to be aware, to observe silently, to awaken, to insight into phenomena. You need to learn Dhamma through the silent mind to observe. When you observe and develop understanding through understanding the teaching, then that understanding awakens you and transforms you. Then you will not be deluded by it, deceived by it. Then it will have no power over you and it cannot entangle you. And that is supposed to be the way cultivation is. So when you are completely silent and aware, then you see and observe clearly how your mind creates the movement, the activity, how you stir and develop greed, how your mind stir and develop anger, how through delusion you created the egoic mind to cling, to attach, to grasp, and how all this leads to craving, desire, finally suffering, misery. Then you start to understand what the Buddha meant By greed, hatred, and delusion, these are evil roots, make you evil, cause your karmic negativity and downfall. It's through the silent mind that observe all this, that understand the Dhamma, then it awakens. Then there is no more question of not knowing or don't try to know. Because that one is to prevent the thought from arising during meditation. That knowing comes from the thought. That doing comes from the thought. As I say, don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just relax, maintain awareness, and silent completely. That is the real awareness-based meditation. So hopefully with this explanation, you can understand it better.